you talk about mothering yourself, mm-hmm. and it obviously leads me to thinking about, all right, what does fathering yourself looks like? Well, I don't know, Nick, because you had a father. So like, what is, so okay, you are a father though. Mm-hmm. And so what do you do there? Well, I do these things right here. I make sure that she's like doing something active. I make sure that she's doing something that she loves. I try her, get her to try some new things. And then I let her do things that she already likes. And then we try to like do something that like brings
us
some joy.
You're gracious to
like,
her when she doesn't do something right. You don't berate her, critique her, or hurt her feelings when she messes up. You know not to raise your daughter like that. So why are you doing it to yourself?
That's the thing. I'm not her. And if I never look at myself like I'm as worthy of being taken care of as Drew is, then I'm never going to take care of it. So now we're not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, I feel a little different. I'm doing things a little different. It feels good. Mm-hmm. It feels good to feel good.
It feels good to feel good.
It feels good to feel good.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we're good. 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get into the mood? I tell them pump them keys while I keep up with your shoes. We got a real nice thing in the pattern of the groove. I can feel it flowing through. I see the sun so clear when you roll it down your back. As a matter of fact.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
Welcome all new and veteran listeners. We're glad you tuned in to this inaugural episode of Season 5.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Inaugural? I thought so.
Like, have we just I've been mispronouncing it since I was a kid.
Have you been saying it?
Inaugurable?
There's no B.
Oh.
Oh.
I blame the Atlanta Metropolitan School System.
I went to the same school system.
No, it's inaugural.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
maybe I'm thinking of another word. We can now ignore me.
You gotta be thinking of another word. Okay, this season theme is... Well...
We have no theme.
There is no theme, y'all.
Mm-mm.
It's your lead, homie.
We're
getting back into our groove, y'all, mm-hmm. and want to leave the season open-ended... And unbox.
Yes, much like we did for season one. In this episode, what we're going to do is something that we haven't done in a long time. We're going to do a relationship check-in.
Yes. It'd actually be a real one for us that we have not done.
Because we haven't done one off mic in a while either because life. So.
And grief and things. Okay.
Yeah.
First segment, we're going to check in with each other about money, sex, communication, family, and self.
Absolutely. And then later we have a fight or flight where today I'm confronting Randy about being really inconsiderate of me.
But you put
that
really...
was a high of like a bad eye roll. Like, why are we so?
But you put considerate of
me. We need to talk about how you need to be considerate of me because you're being inconsiderate.
Anyway, finally, don't look at me like that, Mike. We'll wrap it up maybe with our PDA segment. Thinking about ending that segment where we will share something we're proud of each other. And or express gratitude.
You know, ending PDA.
You know, like canceling.
Why would we cancel PDA?
No, it's something they should say. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, I love you. All right.
Let's get into it. We hope you enjoy. I ain't podcasting in a while. All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
So... The check-in. All right. So here's a little bit of backstory, right? So what is a relationship check-in? Do you remember the last episode or the first episode we did of a relationship check-in?
Based off of our production notes that I could find, it was episode 26 titled A Relationship Check-In.
A Relationship Check-In. Obviously, you can search the website, whoever is listening, if you're unsure. But yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've done one on Mike, and we used to do them regularly off mic, but it's been a while since we've done that too. So felt like this would be a good start, and I love that you like the idea to like do this. Mm-hmm. Make sure you propose the idea for doing a relationship check-in as the first one back. So I'm excited. I'm ready to like actually like talk some stuff. But if you're unsure of what a relationship check-in is, this is something that we just do that again we haven't done in a while, where we basically just rate things from 1 to 5, and we express where we stand. So what we're enjoying about the relationship. What we want to work on in our relationship, etc.
Yes.
And so while couples and people in relationships should always be communicating, we found that doing these check-ins
more intentionally help.
Yeah.
I didn't finish this.
That's fine.
We dealing with incomplete production notes.
Okay. We found that doing these check-ins have absolutely served us 100%. So we're going to talk about all of these five topics. So the first one is money. Second one is sex. Third one is communication. Fourth one is family. And the fifth one is self. Those last two have changed from the first one because we've changed since the last time we've done this when we were younger. So again, scale of 1 to 5. We don't know what the other person has said.
Nope.
So let's just jump into it. So you want to say the number at the same time?
No, it's your lead. So what you want to do?
So money, wife, where are you rating that on a scale of 1 to 5?
2. What'd you put?
2. it's right here next to me. All right. So what's your reasoning?
Money is 2 for me because we are finally getting back in a space where, well, no, okay. Money is a 2 for me for a few reasons.
You can be honest.
Yes. Money is a 2 for me for a few reasons. Actually, I find this 2 to be a good thing. And it's because...
Same.
Really?
Remember when we first started, I was like, be honest with yourself, Mikey. I was like, let me give myself a 3 because maybe I won't. No, like, let's just... This is not bad that this is what it is.
Yeah.
Because there's
And
room,
together,
right?
It makes 4.
Gotcha. It does. But no. Together, it makes 4 out of 10. Which is...
Still an F.
Good.
Well, because as I am doing this healing work and all these things that we've been doing, I've been coming across like what my money mindset is and money blocks. And we are finally in a space where we're like, look, we are the grownups. It is time to rescue ourselves. It is time to advocate for ourselves consistently, stop abandoning ourselves. And a lot of ways we have abandoned ourselves has shown up in how we use or don't use money, including how we use and don't use our gifts and all the things. And so it's a 2 because while I am not where I personally want to be with money and haven't been for a while, and we are not where we want to be in terms of money, in terms of like new house and all this stuff, we have a very different outlook. This, what we've been doing lately and the intentions we've been setting with the vision boards and the savings fund feels way more, it feels really real. You know, it feels different. It's like...
I feel like you scanned over that without talking about...
We're both...
You can talk about it.
We're both tired of our bullshit. We're tired.
But you made mention of the vision boards. So I guess this is maybe where it started. Where the conversation might have started from.
No, I think this has come up from when we realized we got to stop asking people for money.
I don't know. No, I'm talking about like more so when we started doing the vision boards and we were literally talking about what we envisioned. And we just started identifying things that are like... similar to like mine and yours. We've been having money talks for a while now, like for years, but like I think the energies around it has been different maybe since we sat down and did that and we actually like talk with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm saying.
I mean, the energy, I think I agree, has
like
definitely
a shift, you know?
It has shifted since we've done the vision boards, but I feel like we've been shifting for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Especially once we realized the cost of relying on other people, the cost of acting like we are stuck and bullshitting.
Actually, no. The cost of being stuck. It's not just acting like.
No, we are not. We have not been stuck. We've had to. I think we've made changes because we're like, you know what? What if it don't got to be this way?
Yes, when we weren't stuck anymore. But there was a point where there was no effort on my part. Like, there was no more that I could do on my part. No more that you could do on your part at that time.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I think there's a point right where it's all hopeless, right? There's nothing you can do. And then, like, there's a surrendering that happens.
Yeah, rock bottom.
And then there's a... But I think even when we... I don't think we ever surrendered. We resisted that we were stuck.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yes.
And so that's what I mean. Mm. So even when you're stuck, you can be like, all right, I need help. And at one point, and not just, like, asking people for money or, like, saying, hey, can I borrow money? But it's like, I need to help myself. I need to be honest about what it is instead of acting like everything's all good. Because for a while, some people were confused and or weren't in the know about where we were financially.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I mean by stuck. We pride or just being quiet or just being ashamed of ourselves and all that stuff kept us, I think, in places we were financially longer. Because we didn't really communicate, even though we talk about it all the time, join Patreon, all the stuff. We didn't really communicate. No, really.
No, really.
No. There's a jack under our bed.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. We have a
big
very
money
nice,
hit.
Yes.
We got a king size. But, times are changing.
But no, I'm just saying, but like we weren't, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now you need help and you ain't grabbing a branch that's there
I
for
think
you.
That my outlook on it was a little bit different in that it was just difficult for me to even ask for help. I'm so much more comfortable in the space of just like suffering in silence until you're not suffering no more that I was like, I didn't want to give up any type of energy to anyone else just to ask, like to even tell people what was going on. But like, there's the dangers of like fake it till you make it, right? Or just not communicating with other people, because there was a time where people thought that we were straighter than we were.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we wasn't crying every day, I guess, in front of people, or just because it seemed like we weren't struggling.
Because we weren't fighting and we weren't hating each other. Because usually when there's money issues, there's discord.
Then the couple is like, I don't know. Now we just, me and you was sitting in the car together. You know, like we're just close. Like we're, you know, like it's...
Just here. We're just here.
But
so
yeah.
Why did you choose to?
I chose to because it feels like for the first time, really since I think we got married, I feel like we're in alignment
mm-hmm.
with like what it is that we want to do. My goals and plans for my life when it came to like financial freedom, financial anything, is just not what I'm living currently.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, a direction, it's like we got an address.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just got to put the thing in the phone and start moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like how I feel now. So like that, like it's, we have settled on an address is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Which like makes me feel good. We've also started doing like real world tangible shit. Like I can talk to you all day. And I will talk with you all day.
I want to do things.
But
we don't have no savings.
I don't. I prefer doing stuff.
Yeah.
More than the talking, because like conversations will happen while you're doing it. Same with this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like what the podcast means to us and what we enjoy doing. But like, let's fucking pod. Like, you know, like just, so there's less talking and more like things happening.
So we have a house fund and. We have a house fund and Mikey set it up to where we scratch it off every time we put something in the house fund to reach this goal that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we've only agreed to add money in at a certain amount. So we're not adding singles, okay? 50 or 100 or more that you add into this house fund at a time. And whenever we do it, we do an X mm-hmm. or half an X. And that's one of the tangible things for anyone listening. Or who's like looking for tangible ways to like get your life together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we're constantly looking at it. So it's like, okay, we want a house, but we can't bitch and moan about a house because you got this much money. And you know you need this much money before you get to that
so
house.
So just having those examples of like looking at your reality and just being faced with it. I like stuff like that. Like, but those are things that I did for myself before we got married. And somewhere along the line, you know, when we started a family, it's just one of those things that you just don't practice anymore. You start falling into like other things. And I think that right now, comparatively, we just have a more clear direction than
mm-hmm.
we did when we were first like trying to learn each other in the first year, while also navigating our nonprofit jobs, while also trying to like you know, it's just different.
It is different.
And so I have it as a two because obviously I'm not a billionaire, and that's why it's not a five. But we're not so down bad and desperate now that we're going to need help in the way that we did in the last couple of years in that same way, because we've been doing a lot of work to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, now we're no longer drowning. We're no longer wading in the water. We're actually kind of like standing on the beach.
I'm going to help myself.
Just.
I'm going to take some
action. It took so much work to get to that point. But yeah, that's just, that's how I feel. I feel
All
like we'll be at like a 2.2 once we get to more deposits in these accounts. But yeah.
All right, babe.
All right, so sex.
Sex.
I will go first.
Okay.
Don't be mad at me, because you know my logic. I have sex at a 4.5.
Okay.
What do you have it as?
4.
Mm. Why do you have 4?
Well, I had 5, and then I scratched it out because I was like, Mikey would never.
Same thing. I can't say
it. He would never say 5 because of frequency. And so if
that's
I,
not why.
And then it was like, okay, well, Randy, be honest. Why is it? What is it? So I put 4 because there are still. Okay, I put 4.
There are still what?
Things I want, like I am still not from.
I'm
you.
Wondering when you gonna like say it though. You be asking me if there is some stuff that I want to try, and you just, I feel like it's
no,
stuff you want to try.
This
like,
is not what I'm saying.
What
this
you
is
saying?
Not that
Ooh,
conversation.
Yeah. All right, good. Okay, what's happening?
I
mm-hmm.
have had a very weird relationship with sex since
gotcha.
I was on bed rest.
Yes,
especially because we weren't touching, we weren't doing anything. Not even just you not touching me. Nobody was really touching. No hugs. I went without touch for a long, long time. And it's driving me fucking crazy. And I was trying to find all these ways outside of doing things, which we have talked about in episode grieves to date about orgasm. Mm-hmm. And then Noble dies. And now I'm like, shit, if your horny ass wasn't horny all the damn time, maybe you could have been focused on the present. You know, like all this, like this shame, this guilt that was mm-hmm. mine that I carried. And so now it's been a year since bed rest, since Noble passed. And I'm like, I finally feel like I'm getting back into my groove. But mm-hmm. I know that I'm still, there are still blocks for me. I still catch myself being like, oh, you still need to be tender with yourself in this area. Personally. Like I haven't been able to engage in self-pleasure really, though we all know I'm a pro advocate for that. Okay. Now with us, I'm just like, just wait, do what? It.
What's
just
a pro advocate?
Just, I'm pro, you know, whatever that means, you know?
Okay.
But I haven't been able to because I'm like, it's still very triggering for me.
Mm.
And so that's what I chose for. Cause I was like, okay, I'm not where I want to be, where I personally want to be fully. But with us, it's been so.
My number is based on us.
Good.
Yeah. So. I completely understand.
It's been so good.
Okay.
Why'd you choose 4.5?
Because
I'm feeling really
one would ever be perfect.
Mike,
this shit is just amazing. So like, I'm just gotta call it what it is. Like, perfect would be, you know, unicorn sex. Like,
what is that? I don't understand what that is. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What is unicorn sex?
It's when you finish at the same time with your partner.
Oh, that's been happening.
Yeah,
lot.
But like, if that happens a lot. You said it just this is like 80%, right? But like, what if it was every time? And then what if it was every time, every day? That's where five would have it.
You're an idiot.
No. That's where 4.8 would take you.
You would have to.
If it was every time, every day, multiple times a day, then we're at five. But I feel like we can get there as soon as we're millionaires.
I'm about to say, ain't enough things scratched off on this fun for you to be having sex multiple times a day at the same time.
But there's room. That's not true. There is definitely room in the day. For there to be a lot of, we both work from home. I think
gotta
back
be
to,
able to stay up, and you know, I will go
I
right.
I have
to
no
sleep.
Problem just being quick if that's what you want.
Mikey,
just
you say
quickies.
That we've already had this conversation on this podcast a million times.
What are you
you
about?
Do not know the meaning of a quickie.
I do know the meaning of a quickie. What's
you
the meaning
it,
of a quickie?
And you completely do the opposite.
All right, what's the meaning of a quickie? What's the time frame? Give me the number. How many minutes?
1 to 3. It's quick.
What is that? What people do it?
I don't know. I've never. I'm the only person I've been with. I don't fucking know. I think that's
okay. All right.
Somebody who had quickie.
We getting off the rails. I was about to say something kind. All right.
What is your why?
We work from home, right? And I just think I'm constantly in a space because you know I love you. I've been with you for a very long time. When I'm around you, there's a thing that just happens to me mentally where I'm in the space where I was when I was a teenager. I think back to what Mikey. Who had access to Randy when they was both 18, when they was both 17 years old. Like, what they'd be doing if they was home alone right now.
We didn't have jobs.
We
were skipping school.
There were lots of things.
There
exactly.
Was,
but the goal back then was, as
we
soon as
rushing.
I actually get... I'm telling you where my
okay,
mental
I'm
is.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
My thought process is, the moment I actually have this girl in a house with me and we, like, live together, it's a wrap. I'm going to do the things that I would want to do if she were constantly, like, in my vicinity. So that's how I'd be feeling. I don't care. I don't care. I got 10-minute breaks randomly every hour at my job.
And you be sitting them on
time.
Your computer.
If I look at you during that time and you look like you down, I'm there. Like I will drop all that shit. I'll also come back late from breaks if that is like something that is required.
No,
needed
we need look, we need your
There's time in between.
We need your money.
There is time after Drew's dropped off at daycare before I start working. Who needs breakfast? There's time on lunch breaks.
You know that right above sex is food for me.
No, that's not true.
Oh,
right above sex
okay,
is sleep for you. And
okay.
Above that is food.
And then there's sex, but it's still in my top three. Why is it 4.5 for you?
Just because there's always room for improvement. But no, I am very much satisfied with my sex life with my partner. And this is why we look like we do.
We're a hot couple. You know those couples, which I've also said on the podcast, you see them, you like, I know they have good sex. You never look at a couple and be
you
like,
know,
they
I had
have,
a friend tell us that.
They have great sex. We are that couple. We are in that group. We do.
I don't know that we look like that.
We do.
People have said that, but it's just still weird. I don't
people
I
have
just,
said that to you, right?
Yeah,
you
but they was around. Yeah, she's yeah. Talking, yeah. A couple people, but like, that's because they was around. And not one person
no.
Was, and they were just like, she looked like,
yep.
Yup. And I was like, well, yeah.
We do. So.
All right. So sex looks like we're at an 8.5 out of 10.
It's not bad.
Not bad. That's passing.
It is.
That's a B.
It is. It's a high B.
All right. Next up, we have communication.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 5, my love, what do you have communication?
5.
Mm.
What do you have?
4.5.
Why do you have 4.5?
All right. So I originally had it at a 4, but then I realized what we're doing right now. This is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we, because we're us, we have certain things that are like just kind of built into how we interact as a couple. We know to talk to each other. We know that like silent treatment and shit like that, that doesn't like work for us.
And it's emotionally manipulative.
We can absolutely tell when the other one is bothered. And so there's no point in acting like you're not. Like,
though we still
like,
do.
But then we also recognize like there's no point in doing this. Like, just talk.
Or just say, I don't want to talk.
Or say that. Mm-hmm. And then we'll like come back to it. But like, we still do the things where we just don't let things linger. Like, we communicate. The communication stuff is still there. And there hasn't really been a breakdown in communication in a time where it would be fair to have a breakdown in communication. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you. I don't want to touch you. I'm traumatized by all the things that have happened recently. Like, I can see how that would happen.
I mean, I think it has happened, but it just happens way quicker. Because I'd definitely be like, let me go pick up my daughter before I kill him.
Or, that's, you know, not what
let's
I'm
go.
Saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying a complete breakdown. Like, I don't want to talk. Like, oh, we're like not talking. Like, imagine we don't do the things that we do.
I can't.
Like, we're on the precipice of divorce. We haven't spoken in whatever. We haven't, like, had, you know,
oh, something
like those
bad
stuff.
Would have happened.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying. Like,
really bad.
The loss of a child can lead to things like that happen, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's definitely possible to divorce.
But during that time, that wasn't. Those cracks didn't start to form. That's not how it like happened. We, you know.
Yeah. I don't think that was just us, though. I think that was the community we got, people in our family.
Yes. But I think a large part of that is the fact that we communicate.
Mm.
We communicate. Mm. And so because of, like it didn't break. But I miss talking to you like this, because the thing is that though it didn't break, it did lose its what do I want to say? Like,
Mikey's rubbing
his
fingers together.
Its luster or something. Because for a while we just weren't talking about anything other than
grief
or what is currently going on right now, or bills, or
crazy family,
you know, stuff like that. Like, we just weren't spending enough time communicating with each other, and then the microphones came out, and so that's why I'm in a space where I'm like, nah, this is, because now I get to like talk to you, right? Like, remember when we just used to just talk? That was like the point of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like excited about that. But that's why I had it like that. Why do you got it at 5?
I have it at 5 because I think, considering all the things, we have been communicating really well.
Yeah.
Not saying we're communicating, we don't get irritated with each other or don't need space, need time away from each other, or like just like doing our own thing. But I think that we've been pretty upfront. Like, it's like, okay, I know what I said, but that's not what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is what you did and it really triggered me. Or I'm irritated, I just need some time. Or I just need to go to sleep. Like, we've been doing our best to just say what it is, if we can figure out what it is. And I think what has helped us is Noble. Like, this baby is just our children. Mm-hmm. Like, they, I think him, having him, like, really put us in perspective. I remember when he died and Bree was like, Bree, my sister, was over here and she saw us. We were irritated with each other, but I can't remember why we were irritated. And she was like, it seems like y'all are trying not to yell at each other, but I want y'all to know that, like, y'all can still, like, be y'all. Like, it seems like y'all are, like, tiptoeing around each other. I was like, I don't want to fight. But she had a point in the sense of, like, we're not so fragile that we can't be like, no, you're irritating the fuck out of me.
No, I don't feel like that at all anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But that's how it was. But now it's like, now it's like, no, I'm really irritated. Get away from me. Or I'm not really irritated, but I need some, like, just... You know, like, I feel like we're at a space now. It's like, life is too short to be lying, and life is too short to be trying to fuck with you when I don't right now.
The thing is, that energy existed before Noble, but it's so different afterwards. It's like, now it's like, no, for real, we can stop playing. I know you're not leaving. You know I'm not leaving. We can, let's just cut the bullshit. Let's skip past all of the extra and just, we just call it what it is right now and be okay.
Yeah. I don't think we do this perfectly in close all the time. I don't want people to be like, oh no, okay.
I think there's just more effort towards like making sure that like the best outcome is what it is. Like, in one of our most recent conversations, when we were like sitting in the living room and I like apologized to you and I was talking, I was like, if you could just start by thinking about remembering who I am before we had these conversations, like remembering my intention is that I want to be close to you. My intention is that I don't want to argue. If we keep that in mind first, this usually leads to better conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you say something, I'd be like, okay, Randy doesn't want to argue with me, so stop. All right, what is actually happening? And then I'm like, I'm able to like get out of my own way for a minute to just either hear what you just said for real, or now talk to you instead of like being mad at what I heard.
And I'm able to be like, okay, I've been set off by something he said, and 9 out of 10 it has nothing to do with the other.
9 times out of 10
it's like, oh no, I'm in a mood because this, you know. Or I am set up by something he said, and I probably need to bring this up now because obviously it's it set me off, and I must not have been to reach this point of anger. That must mean there's a boundary somewhere that has been crossed, and I ain't said nothing or whatever, you know, or something like that. So, yeah, so that's why I put it at 5. I think we've been doing well considering, and you know, and we've managed to be ourselves in front of our child without traumatizing her. When we be beefing, she be gonna tell, like, okay. Okay, the parents are parenting, you know, like, she's not bothered. It doesn't, she isn't internalizing it. She isn't how I was watching parents argue or be in a mood with each other. And so it makes it feel good.
And she's not like where I was, where she's just like clinging to her mom because dad's not there. And so, yeah.
Yeah, Drew clings to Drew.
Yeah.
Until she Drew wants got Drew
until it's time to welcome other people into this space. I'll let it, girl. I love her.
All right. Family.
Family. All right. So I have family at a 4. I was actually going back and forth between what I'm talking about. When I think of my core family, you, me, Drew, Groot, I have us at a 4. What did you put?
I put 5.
Okay.
Why do you have us at a 4?
This isn't one of those nothing like perfect type things. It's just that really, since the pandemic, we've kind of, our family dynamic was, you know, started off a little weird because we had a lot of support from a lot of people. It wasn't just us alone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Within the last year, I've gotten to like, within the last 2 years, I've gotten to know Drew more intimately. I love this girl. Yeah, like, she's absolutely
she's
amazing.
She's so much fun. Like,
within that same amount of time, more recently, the last year, I've been able to spend even more time with just her and then just you and then Groot again. Like, just kind of like reconnecting to the 4. I just like... and so we've been doing more things because we've talked about this on the podcast before. There was a period where we were just denying ourselves everything because
we gotta make money. We gotta get we gotta get out of here.
Because of that, time is passing it, and not only did we not accomplish any of those things, but we also just didn't get to experience no type of life, and that's not what I want for my life and my family. More recently, we've been doing
lots of things,
lots of like family shit. Like, it's been,
we've been to the beach twice
in one summer
trip,
multiple road trips. I'm living my best dad life.
To the pool, we've been here 4 years.
We had legitimate pool parties where we had alcohol in the cooler, and I got to sit on the side of the pool and stuff, and like,
while just, Drew jumps in the water,
you know,
even though she can't swim and she is in denial.
Legitimate backyard parties and barbecues and like we've been there are little things that for a while we just didn't have any of because of
we weren't allowing ourselves
pride
too.
Sadness, you know, whatever you want to call it, depression, like everything. But man, it's been great.
It's been this was
a blast. And I just think now to what the future looks like with all the other things that we have in plan and with all the things that we have planned and all the things that we want and the goals that we're now trying to like actualize. And I'm just thinking about like my family, like apart from where we are presently physically right now, I think everything has been great. I think that we've had time to just really kind of mesh together as a unit. And I like it.
Me too.
I like it. But now we need a mansion.
We do. I chose 5 because I feel like our family, our 4, like our core 4, and our extended family, including our siblings and our cousins and our chosen family, has been like, I feel like for the first time in my life, only have people around me that I really, really fuck with
on purpose.
And like, and that who really, really fuck with me and like me. And we hold each other accountable. We love each other. We like each other. We trust each other. We, for the most part, try to give each other the benefit of the doubt. We can tell each other, you know, this really upset me. This really hurt me. We can come back and apologize. There is no fighting. You know, like, I'm realizing, like, you argue. People argue. In relationships, you're going to have differences. Things are going to irritate you. But it don't have to be chaotic. And I hadn't realized how much chaos I was allowing and how much chaos I was a part of
perpetuating,
yeah.
Feeding.
Yes, yeah. And so now it feels like, and it has been very painful getting here. Like,
yeah,
and I'm realizing why people don't do it. Like, yeah. people don't do.
It's so much easier to not make the change and to just like to say to just put it off on somebody else as somebody else's like, fault. Like,
oh,
to just not,
you know, just how they are. It's like, well, you don't have to.
You don't have to be like that.
Be around that, or be like that, or become that person. If you become someone you don't like to be to survive this interaction, then maybe.
But see, but people, like, it's not, and this is like this is just a this is a regular occurrence depending on like how you grow up. Like this is what you just choose to accept.
Right.
Like you we're taught that these are the things that you have to like accept and like this is what it is. But you know, we all know that it shouldn't be this way, but you know, just gotta kinda keep on moving and then maybe you can change it yourself when you and that's just idiotic.
Yeah, I was like, well no, I'm a mom now and have been for a minute and I have a husband. I have a responsibility to myself. I have responsibility to my family. And it's like, okay. And so I'm fine. I gave it a 5 because I'm really proud of us.
Yeah.
We had fun this summer. We, you know, we grieved and things, but we did it with community. We didn't isolate ourselves like we would normally do.
Like we would have
do.
Before.
We accepted gifts. We accepted compliments. We accepted love. We also loved.
We
you know,
gave.
Like we gave.
As much as we received, which was different.
Mm-hmm. We have been really protective of our space. And I gave it a 5. Lastly, because Drew shares our family values.
Mm-hmm.
She is always big about, let's hang together like a family. And everybody she meets that's her height or age is a cousin. Mm-hmm. Even though we have tried to tell this girl.
That you are not related to this
everybody
person.
On this playground.
You do not know this person.
So do not kiss them or hug them or do one of the things you be trying to do because that is not your cousin. You know, like she's...
Treat them well like your family, of course. But like everyone...
No,
but she's like... She's,
no, treat them well
treat them
like a
well
person.
Like you do the family that treats you well is the is what...
Not no stranger on the
happening.
Street.
No, I'm saying people you interact with, treat them kindly.
Is what I'm saying. Everybody can be treated like chosen family. But what I'm saying is like she shares our family values,
mm-hmm.
but she's also like not a pushover. Like you, my daddy,
like,
but put me down, you know,
yeah.
You're my mom.
She
but
still has the best of us that hasn't been broken by her parents.
Right.
And
she
that's
still has
where,
boundaries and yeah. autonomy of herself. So
it's
I'm
nice.
Like, I'm really proud of us. Yeah.
I feel that.
We are the people. We say we are,
mm-hmm.
and our family, and
we've
our
been
family.
Consistent in that messaging.
Yeah, and so, yeah, that's why it's a 5. Okay.
All right, I ain't mad at that.
Look, I'm feeling. Look, okay.
Okay.
This Leo been feeling. I've been getting my groove back.
All right. Well, then that's a great transition to the last thing. Self.
Self.
Scale of 1 to 5. Where are you?
I'm a 5.
Mm.
What are you?
3.
Mm. I had a feeling you were gonna say that.
An honest 3.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Why are you a 3?
No secret to anyone who listens to this podcast, not the healthiest when it comes to taking care of myself.
Healthiest
at least
way.
With being consistent in feeding my physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, and social well-being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking like I'm reading it, but I'm not. I actually keep track of these things. Like I am trying to do more with just being intentional about what well-rounded care for me looks like. It's also no secret to anybody who listens to this podcast that I love my daughter. I treat Drew like I wish, like I believe my father would have treated me if he could.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how I feel. And what if I did that to myself? These are the conversations that you and I have had.
Yeah.
You talk about mothering yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously leads me to thinking about, all right, what does fathering yourself looks like? Well, I don't know, Nick, because you had a father. So like, okay, you are a father though.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do there? Well, I do these things right here. I make sure that she's like doing something active. I make sure that she's doing something that she loves. I get her to try some new things. And then I let her do things that she already likes. And then we try to like do something that like brings
you're
us some joy.
You're gracious to
like,
her when she doesn't do something right. You don't berate her, critique her,
yeah.
or hurt her feelings when she messes up. Like how you do yourself. You're not mean to her.
Yeah. Basically, that's what it boils down to. So all the opposite things that I do for myself. I was like, well,
right.
All right. So then,
you know not to raise your daughter like that. So why are you doing it to yourself?
That's the thing. I'm not her. And if I never look at myself like I'm as worthy of being taken care of as Drew is, then I'm never going to take care of her.
Yeah.
So now we're not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, I feel a little different. I'm doing things a little different. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good to feel good.
It feels good to feel good.
It feels good to feel good. And so because of that, I have gone from the negative number that I was like some months ago to being a positive 3.
Yeah.
But, and to be honest, I see this number going up as I continue to roll out these things that I'm doing. Again, this is taking care of myself physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, socially.
Mm-hmm.
That social piece was a really big piece. You talk about it all the time. I am an extrovert. I love being around people. But I've been isolating myself for years.
I mean, self-pity convinces us no one else gets it. Stay home. You got shit to do. And it's like...
It's stupid.
We always gonna have shit to do.
And then it's like, all right, you're doing all this self-isolation, but you're missing out on like relationships that you need that mm-hmm. are like necessary for yourself. You talk all the time about how like, you know, I hate that Drew doesn't have a sibling right now.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. But you got siblings, nigga, you don't talk to them. So mm-hmm. like, what do you... So, And then the ones that
you're
you
not
do,
an only child?
You're not going super deep. I'm not. I'm definitely not an only child. Mm-hmm. I got a group chat with my brothers. Mm-hmm. I love my brothers. Mm-hmm. It's a whole bunch of niggas like me that also would like to like make sure that they remain connected to people with similar values and like, who care? You know, yeah. So like, just that piece alone has like added so much more to my life and has given me the energy to do so much more over here for this family. And so that's why I got myself at a 3. I'm still learning some stuff. I'm getting the consistency part down. That's the part that I used to miss the most, that I was lacking in, just not being consistent. I try some stuff and just got to move away from it or like let the depression creep back in. And now I'm just like back to, you know, the comfort space of doing nothing for myself or just not taking care of myself. And I'm just not there anymore. So 3 for me.
I'm proud of you.
I look forward to reporting a 4 or more.
I look forward to hearing it. Yeah. And seeing what a 4 or more looks like on you.
Oh, it looks sexy.
You are sexy. But it'll looks look your sexier. Version of
sexy. Yeah, it'll look my version of sexy, which you'll be like, oh, that's sexy.
I think I told you, Mike, how I am. As you change and grow.
Yes, as the relationship matures, we mature.
As you change and grow, my idea of what a man is changes and grows.
That's beautiful.
So I'm just waiting on you to catch up to you.
Got you.
Okay. I chose a 5 because I am so proud of myself. I have not been able to say that about myself ever. I feel so much love and
well, that's not true. You would, but I think within the time that you've been spending on yourself now, you're able to realize that the things that you said that you were proud of, that wasn't what it was.
They aren't sustainable, yeah. Right? So like, and they were short lived. Like I'd be proud of myself and I give myself 5 minutes and now I got to go do something else.
Because small,
I've moved the goalposts. But
every time.
Yeah. And I'm not moving the goalposts anymore. And I feel very protective over Little Ran. Like, I feel about her how I feel about Drew. Like, shut it down. Like, if anybody, I'm not going to have you around nobody that makes you feel unsafe. I'm not going to bullshit you. You know, I've been trying, like, okay, if Drew got a bath today, I'm going to take a bath today. You know, because I'm realizing, like you said, Drew gets shea butter. This girl living a life, okay? She gets bathed in shea butter.
By both
she
got parents. It's a whole system around her.
And she is so, she's just like, here, you know? And she wraps her towel around her neck like it's a scarf, okay? She don't have a scarf, but she will wrap. This girl is living the life. And I'm like, she dances in the mirror butt naked before and after
before every shower.
Because that's just like, why? It's good to be alive, yeah. You know, and to be taken care of. And I'm like, one day I practiced dancing in the shower. I mean, dancing in the mirror naked like Drew.
I used to sing in the shower all the time. I mean, what happened?
Dance like Drew. And it was very weird and awkward. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I want to be as comfortable as she is with herself, with myself. And so I've been doing what you've been doing lately is treating myself how I would treat Drew, talking to myself how I would treat Drew, and then taking the actionable steps. Drew needs to get more vegetables. We're doing all these things to help her get more vegetables. Drew needs to try new things. Drew needs to know she's safe. Okay, what do I need to do? You know, like I've actually been taking actionable steps.
Applying
and just
those same concepts to
yes.
you.
Yeah. And I am proud of myself because I am actually also like doing the work. Like I'm working out. I've gone vegan.
Consistently. Add that piece to it though. Like the discipline that you've shown with these things is a factor that you should give yourself credit for.
Like a mother.
Consistently.
Like I've been, yeah. I have been.
You've been in this kitchen. Like
every day.
I like it.
3 to 4 times a day.
It looks so good on you. It looks good on you. You need a new Fitbit because I'm sure if you track these steps right now,
I know.
What it would be telling you is something different.
I know. If y'all want a gift, you know, we still are taking gifts. We're not, you know, we're taking gifts. If anyone is like, oh, I got an extra Fitbit or Apple Watch in my car.
I'll take a used one.
Right. Refurbished.
Yeah, yeah,
this Mac is refurbished too. But if you don't, I'm going to get it for myself. Okay. Because money is coming to me now. I'm a money magnet.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, I'm feeling myself and it feels good to feel good. It feels safe to be myself. You know, I have a very close relationship with my ancestors, with God. I've been rebuilding that since Noble passed and they have been telling me it is finally safe for you to be yourself. It is finally safe for you to be yourself. And so I'm trying that
That's
out
nice.
And I am liking it. It's like, okay, if I could practice taking off this mask more, which I'll be doing for the rest of my life because we use masks and things as, you know, to survive. But what if I don't have to survive no more? What if I only had people around me that really fuck with me and that knew all of me and wasn't turned off by it? Or if they were, give them permission to go instead of using manipulation and people pleasing to keep people around that don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of myself. I am doing my best to listen to my gut, to listen to my people, to listen to myself, and I love Lil Durant, and I ain't let nobody hurt her. No more.
That's how I feel about it.
Not on purpose. Anyway, I'm not going to willingly. I hadn't realized how often I willingly like gave her up. Mm. I'd come across conflict or whatever. And I'd be like, here you go. You can just do whatever the fuck you want to her.
Step on me.
And I'm like, nope, actually, fuck you. And I'm not like, because I would never let anybody. When that lady had Drew holding her hand like that, and I had to turn back around and bring her back outside. I was like, ma'am, why?
Yeah.
And then from then on, she was the nicest person to Drew. Yeah. Like, I've been that way to myself, and it feels good, you know?
You're telling the truth. I'm just looking in your eyes. Like, you're, that's, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my children, man. They have revealed me to myself, and they have been tired of my bullshit, and they have been.
Well, everybody is, not just your children.
I know. But they've been gifted to me to be like, no, mom, really.
Yeah, this is real.
You gotta stop this shit, you know? Mm-hmm. You gotta, or you're gonna die, and you're gonna be pissed. Okay, and we don't want you to be pissed with me. You got shit to do.
Now you're just saying things I told you verbatim.
But yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine how mad you would have been if you died before realizing how good
I would be pissed.
You are at like how just,
or how much how, I haven't been living.
Yes.
Like, for what? For what? For what? For what? Like, I
can't even start the list.
I can't even.
To appease people, to. I'm not here just to pay bills and die. I'm not. And that's why we're going to keep hitting up beaches. Next summer, it's a wrap. Next summer, we're going to be out too, is the thing. But not.
And I want to be gone longer. I'm like, yeah. This last one was really nice. Like,
so
but like,
we did a 2-day and then we did a 4-day.
That was amazing. That was just enough time. Oh,
God.
I would have taken 2 more days.
Yeah.
I know Drew would have been like, let's just stay. Like, at one point, Drew was just going to our room because we put her bed in our room because her cousins,
she
who are 8, 9, 10,
now.
11.
Yeah.
Don't want to babysit anyway. she would just walk, be like, I want to go take a nap, and she walk all the way up to the top of the flight, to the top of the house, get in bed and go to sleep. Drew was like, this is the life. He was like, Drew don't put herself,
she was
in bed,
made for this. She was designed for like
leisure
and comfort. Like, that's
she was in our bed naked before we were. She this would not true. She fell at the beach and it traumatized her. Because she can't swim, but she thinks she do. But anyway, we're working on it. We're going to get her lessons. And we've also been trying to teach her, but this girl just, okay, anyway. She is naked because Mikey has to go get, I don't know what you're doing.
I bathed her and you were going to shea butter her.
Yes,
so I bathed her and she got in bed.
But then so she didn't want to do anything.
No.
She got in bed.
She felt how comfortable it was.
And she just lay there. And when I would call her name, she started fake snoring. And so that happened for a minute. She refused to get up. So Drew is made for this, you know? And so am I. She get that from her mama.
But she's also deserving of it.
Yeah. And so are we.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We don't have this on the notes, but I did want to pose this to you. And because it's not there, I'll go first. After going through those numbers, I didn't do the math real quick. But it looks like we're somewhere at about a 7.5 as a couple when you average them all out.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you want to do for us? One thing that you could see as like not a solution but just a to-do for us to kind of help us move up a number in one of these areas, or that you just want to kind of do in general that you may have in mind. So for example, the thing that I would like to do, get back to, is dating. Mm-hmm. Because of our financial situation and how things were for a long time, we haven't been in the space to even go out on the cheapest of freest of dates. Mm-hmm. And things of that nature. So now I just want to go back to like dating you more and being out with you, because we are still a young couple,
mm-hmm,
who like each other. And so I would like to like date you more, things like that. Is there anything that you can think of that comes to mind?
Clothes.
I like
we
that.
We haven't been out on dates. We also don't have clothes like wear.
When I said this, I did see the to-do was supposed to be for both of us. So yes,
yeah,
you're
like,
yes.
We need clothes. You know, I got this body, this hair, okay? Mm-hmm, this mm-hmm. shaved blonde hair. Mm-hmm, I need to be mm-hmm. seen. And I need to be seen with you. Mm-hmm. But I can't be seen with you in the clothes I got. So clothes.
So it's all the stylists out there that are currently listening. I'm 6'2", 280. I'm slimming down now. It looked good on me.
I have not checked my weight this month, but I'm getting to the 90s, 190s.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stylists.
And I'm 5'3".
Send us some stuff. Links to some stuff. We'll try it out. If you know whoever the stylish couple is on social media, I said something around my phone, so naturally it's now part of my algorithm. So I do see some videos and stuff in TikTok.
Yeah, like I don't even know my bra size. I've been in like sports bras since last year.
And I'm also just now learning more that cargo pants are not the only pants that...
No, they aren't. Oh, no. Okay, well...
I ain't never worn a pair of like fitted jeans or skinny jeans since back in the days of like sagging in 08 and 07. So I don't like pants. Where does one find pants?
As a man.
If not boot cut.
Levi's.
What cut?
Levi's are really good pants.
Yeah, the straight cut. But then, you know, what else is there? Help me.
You need to get on Pinterest.
All right. So clothes and dating. All right. Next time we check back in, we'll talk a little bit about it. See if there's an update on either one of those things.
Okay.
All right.
Engagement. Have you done a relationship check-in in a while? Will you try it? Would you try it? What did you think about ours? It's been a long time if you were a long-time listener. And if you're a new listener, what did you think about this?
Yes. Shoot us an email at blackmillmare@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail.
That's B-L-A-C-K-M-I-L.
Oh, I gotta spell it?
I don't know. Weren't we spelling it before?
I feel like
B-L-A-C-K-M-I-L-M-A-R. Yes, we were, because we were doing it like Usher.
Oh, it did fit.
@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098. Again, I say please, because Google is constantly threatening to delete our number.
Yeah, like if you're not going to use this, Negroes.
You don't need it, but we do need it.
And while we appreciate y'all emails, we do. This is a podcast. And if we could sneak y'all voice on here, you know, we'll do it.
Yeah. So yeah. You can read your email on the voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. Or hit us up on social media and let us know. Lord Jesus, I've never changed this thing.
Hit us up on social media and let us know if you tried it, how did it go, and what you thought about this episode. All right, wife.
All
you
right.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, cause it's Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight.
It's time for rain. Oh, so that just ended. All right. So it's our Fight or Flight. It's my fight. Gonna keep it short and simple.
Yeah, because I gotta pick up our daughter. I gotta pick up our daughter, Lord.
All right. So obviously you love me. This is well known. You pray for me. You feed me now. You even let me try your vegan meals. You'll be feeding me vegan food
for next 2 weeks, after
which
you
I'm
finish
really looking
cleanse.
Forward to. You put your hand on the back of my neck right in the moments where I really need it. Touch a boy on the arm when I just need like some, you know, like there's just
great,
you do
great,
the,
great head.
You do fantastic head.
I know.
I didn't know that you wanted me to like shout that out,
but I do. And I feel like if we're talking about all my gifts, then you should.
All right, you're right. I should. I'm gonna advertise all of it. You have the tightest.
Okay. Nope. Oh. No. What is your fight?
My fight is, though you do all of those things.
Though I'm very considerate.
You are very considerate.
I am also.
You're
inconsiderate?
Highly inconsiderate. And it's time that we address this because this cannot go on any longer. How long have we been together?
Mikey, leave it alone.
How long have we been together?
Leave
Give me
it alone.
Number.
A long fucking time.
A long fucking time. And in all that time, why is it that you refuse to just move the car seat back when you get out the car?
I do.
You do.
Mikey, I moved it today.
You
and I moved it yesterday.
Do. You ain't drove the car today.
You know what? You know what you don't do?
What?
You also don't move it.
I don't.
Forward.
I can't.
Why?
Because it doesn't make sense for you to get in a car with the moved forward seat when you can just get in a car and move it forward,
Mikey,
and be in place.
I pushed it back last night. I mean,
instead
yesterday.
Of me unable to get into it because it's too close and then having to move it back. I just want to be loved.
And you think that me
I want to be respected and appreciated in the ways I want to be respected and appreciated. See, my love language
is what?
Acts of service.
Uh-huh.
And so one of those acts that I would like for you to service is pushing the car seat back when you get out of the car.
Okay. I will continue doing the considerate thing I've been doing. and hoping you recognize it and
I
see
love
it.
You. No, because what's funny is you dead ass did it, I think twice last week. Because I remember, I was like...
I did it yesterday.
Yes, you did.
But and you're saying I'm like, not doing it enough.
No, because this is a new thing you're rolling out. I look forward to it. But if we could just please, just my knees. My knees and my back.
Well, this is all the times you had me driving and there was a hole on the bottom. You didn't realize it just wasn't closed. You need to close the compartment. And I kept going over puddles. And I kept calling you, like, Mike, there's water on me.
You and
like,
I told you that there was, too. But there's a way you're supposed to drive through the puddle.
Nothing,
there was no hole under the car.
Under
that
the
wasn't
car.
What the problem
and
was.
And so then you get splashed one
a
good
seal
time. You happen to look under the car.
Because I saw where the seal was.
And then you
was.
Were like, oh, there's a seal.
It had
and
been pushed back, so now I can see it.
months and months.
I am 6'2" and when can't it fit rained in that area, and I did not see it until I could see it
getting splashed on. You know,
and somebody tell you to fly through puddles so that water is coming into the car. I'm just saying,
I'm not flying through puddles. That place, that, you know, that road.
I know you're not flying through now.
It has Paul. Okay, so I'm gonna continue to push the seat back.
Yes, you can start pushing the seat
I'm
back.
I'm gonna continue to push the seat back more consistently.
Thank you. Yeah, just that same consistency for the thank you.
Okay. Okay. are you done?
Yeah. Thank you for flying.
All right, PDA.
PDA. All right, love. What you got for me?
My PDA. My PDA. Oh, okay. So one morning I woke up recently and the kitchen sink was completely clear. And it does make a difference when you've been cooking and when you cook all day. Because I cook all day because I'm vegan and I make all my food from scratch. And it's wonderful. My food is great. And sometimes my process is I get up, I put the dishes up in the dishwasher, I put the sink dishes in the dishes, and then I start cooking because I cannot cook with a sink full of dishes. Every time I try, I feel so trifling. My spirit be like, Randy, you know you're trifling. Put these dishes up. This is nasty. Okay. But this time I was like, okay, Randy, come on. Let's just do the work. Okay. Let's do the work for little Rand. And I got in the kitchen and I was like, oh, there are no dishes in the sink. Not even the pots. It was completely clear. It was like a playground. I just wanted to do things.
Stupid.
So I really thank you for doing that because it really does make a difference. It is my intention to do the dishes at night, but by the time the night ends and Drew is in bed after she has like strangled us and made her stay in her room and read her 5 stories and change her lights to red, green, blue, baby blue, light green, all these things that she be doing, and she be changing her mind and then saying I need you, and then it was a real emergency and come in there and there's like an animal on the floor and she's just like, can you pass it to me? And after like all of that,
got separated from the family.
After all of that, I don't want to do a single fucking thing. So it will have to wait till the morning, but you did it and I really appreciate you doing that because it did make a difference. So thank you.
You're welcome. As again, I've recognized that you know, you're obviously cooking more. And so, yeah, that is, it's a irritant.
Yeah.
It's an irritant. Or only having what you need kitchen. Oh, that's another conversation. We ain't there yet. That episode is going to be nice, y'all.
No one will be allowed in our bedroom. Y'all have had enough. You've had enough access to our bed. Like, we have come out here and our cousins, our baby cousins will be sitting on our bed, playing on their phones. Like, it's here.
Yeah, it's another piece of furniture.
Wait, you just wait till I get my double doors or barn door in my master bedroom.
With the electronic lock.
Money coming and the voice and the fingerprint.
Good times.
Good
times ahead.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
So thank you. No, I love you and I appreciate you. So yeah, trying to do more of the small things consistently. We also didn't have any communicated way of doing that, like dishes were sporadic.
Yeah.
So it just seems to be now that the energy is just everybody clear it.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting stuff build up, and whether I cooked or not, doesn't matter. Whether you cooked or not, doesn't matter. And just it's been nice.
Yeah.
And also these fucking flies.
I'm sorry for winter. We need to get
where all flies die when it's cold outside.
I mean, at least you know the food is real. But this
there's
is
so
awful.
Many vegetables and fruit in here.
I know.
Anyway, I blame your vegan lifestyle.
And then they find their way to the fridge and then die.
Yeah, because it's cold in the freezer. It's like they landed in Antarctica and then they didn't realize that they shouldn't be there.
Okay, I cannot stand these clothes. Okay, what's your PDA?
You forgot something?
There are clothes in the washer. I washed a load trying to like think ahead. And
I did not know this.
Yeah, I definitely, please put them in the dryer.
I will grab
when I go.
Okay.
This
leave this in the episode. Okay. My PDA, it came up in the episode, but I just can't stress enough how excited I am to just be doing things with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of things I've been doing with you, and it just feels good to be reminded of why you're in a relationship that you chose to be in. I did not choose to be with you to not do stuff with you. That wasn't, that's literally not why I did this. I chose you over all of the things that I chose in life because I like you. I enjoy you. This last vacation, I enjoyed that.
It was so much fun.
It was so nice. Just doing stuff.
Sneaking to have sex
you.
Because Drew was sleeping in our room.
They're not listening to this episode.
We had to go down to the queen bedroom that wasn't used because nobody.
Unoccupied rooms.
And be quiet because the house is 3 floors.
Anyway. It was 4. It was a big ass house.
Yeah.
It was nice.
So but nice.
Just, I don't know. I think when it comes to, I guess this is a marriage tip. when you're in a relationship with somebody for as long as we've been in a relationship with each other, things can get stagnant if you're just not being intentional about doing stuff. So y'all need goals. You need things to look forward to. You need things to do together. Like, everything's not supposed to be together, sure, but everything shouldn't be fucking separate either. Yeah. We've been doing a lot of things separate, either for like survival reasons or just because we had to, because we were in a space where we could do anything together. And so the trip was beautiful. The fact that we are aligned in savings and financial goals, is great. And I'm just really, really happy about it. And then now to be potting again. Yeah. This just seems like happier days of, like, it's all the good things that I know to exist in my life that are happening in my relationship right now. And we're parenting together. And it's just, it's nice, you know?
It's so much fun. Drew is so much fun, y'all. Like, I cannot wait to do our episode about her for Patreon. Okay. All right.
But that's it. I love you. And it's nice to, it's nice to do stuff with you.
It's nice to do me?
Do things together. Do stuff.
Oh, I love you, Mike.
That was not on purpose.
All right. All right. Closing call to action. Thank you, Mikey.
You're welcome. All right. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. All episodes of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast are edited by Randy Chapman at Wordy Productions, a podcast management company.
The podcast management company.
Thank you for the correction, love.
We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite streaming services. Rate us
5 stars.
And review us.
Even if you have already, go back and rate again. This is a new season. This is new energy.
I don't think newness. That's how that works.
Do it under another profile. Do it under your Finsta.
You can do like update. Still listening. Love the show.
Nah, damn that. Create another profile and leave another review.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles. Details in our show notes.
To support our podcast, consider jumping us.
Mikey, what?
Consider jumping on Patreon and joining us at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get unedited, edited, and ad-free episodes, Zoom meetings with us, and more.
Yeah, we have a Discord now. Lots of fun.
Discord.
For the bookworms and people who love music.
We need more men in the men channels.
There's a man cave.
You listening to this, tell your nigga to go listen to this podcast and join us so that
and be
the
sure
space
to
can grow.
Check out our website.
www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_TheChapman.
Thank you again for listening, y'all.
As always, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
When you get, 1, 2, 3, let me step.